With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. Five legislators from Highline communities recently gathered for a town hall to discuss the 2025 legislative session. MTPR's Victoria Traxler has more on the meeting and how rural residents feel about policymakers' efforts this session.
The bipartisan group of state senators and House representatives faced a room of about 50 constituents in Haver. All five legislators championed the balanced budget, reducing residential property taxes and continuing Medicaid expansion. Chester Republican Senator Russ Temple also told constituents why he joined nine Republican legislators who deviated from party lines. He recounted a moment with then-Speaker of the House of Representatives, Matt Regeer.
We went to lunch and we're talking about politics. He says, you realize we have to kill Medicaid expansion. I says, you realize I have to see how I can get it passed because I rely on this. My rural hospital's all the way from Chester to Glasgow.
Democratic legislators like Haver Representative Paul Tuss said the bipartisanship delivered results for rural Highline communities. Hill County Commissioner Sherry Williams agreed with that sentiment, but she's concerned about the recent loss of federal public health funding and other potential cuts.
There is a domino effect that affects us far greater than people understand with these cuts.
She hopes state lawmakers will consider how to fill gaps resulting from those cuts in the future. A half hour southeast of where legislators gathered, Big Sandy High School teacher Lane Taylor says he's encouraged legislators passed funding to raise starting teacher pay.
I mean, you can go work at Panda Express and make more money than going to college and get a degree and come trying to teach our future generations, and so that's been a problem.
Over the next 2 years, Taylor says he hopes his representatives continue to focus on creating more job opportunities for rural communities like Big Sandy. Reporting from Haver, I'm Victoria Traxler.
This is MTPR.